expected to. Was this how it was all going to end? The rage crept in, like a shivering rat looking for a spot of warmth, a crumb of food. And with every passing day came an increasing anger so intense that Thomas sometimes caught himself shaking uncontrollably before he reeled the fury back in and pocketed it. He didn't want it to go away for good. He only wanted to store it and let it build. Wait for the right time, the right place, to unleash it. Wicked had done all this to him. Wicked had taken his life and those of his friends and were using them for whatever purpose they deemed necessary. No matter the consequences. And for that, they would pay. Thomas swore this to himself 1,000 times a day. All these things went through his mind as he sat back against the wall, facing the door, and the ugly wooden desk in front of it, in what he guessed was the late morning of his 22nd day as a captive in the White Room. He always did this, after eating breakfast, after exercising, hoping against hope that the door would open, actually open, all the way, the whole door, not just the little slot on the bottom through which they slid his meals. He had already tried countless times to get the door open himself, and the desk drawers were empty, nothing there but the smell of mildew and cedar. He looked every morning, just in case